You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Sergio Alvarez, the COO and founder of AI Media Group, who has led some of the most successful sales teams across the country in the internet sales arena. Sergio, good morning and welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Good morning, Eric. Thank you so much for having me.
You are very welcome. So what was the motivation for founding the AI Media Group?
Well, you know, it was tough. I worked in the online space for many years and was in Yellow Pages, which was the original internet before Google, sold a lot of online products. And the one challenge and the one thing I couldn't answer as a salesperson for many of our clients was, is this actually working? Is the product, whether it was an online product or offline product, what was the return? What was it doing for the business? And when we started the company, we said, let's form a company that will answer all the questions. Is it really working? How is it working? And how can that company get to the next step so they can feel comfortable that they were achieving an ROI and the money that they were putting in, they can see down to the penny exactly what the return was.
So why do you think it's important for businesses to use online advertising as a tool for growth?
So the challenge that everyone faces is that all these businesses, a lot of the businesses, are putting money online, and that's good. But the challenge behind that is that they don't know the performance behind it. So when you ask a business, are they online, they say yes, and if you ask them how it's working, many times they don't know, or they think it's working well, and when you ask, well, how is it working well, what are you getting, they can just say they're getting clicks or they're getting visibility. And some businesses hopefully will know that they're getting sales. But if you go a little bit deeper and you ask the main questions, which are, well, where are the sales coming from specifically? What areas? What geographies? What's the product that's moving the best? How much time is being spent on somebody's on their site? And ultimately, what's resonating with consumers? They can't really answer that. And then if you take that a step further and you ask them the differences between their organic site, so how their site is found by people that are just searching, or maybe they saw them on TV, radio, offline advertising, versus paid search, so when they're physically putting money into it, then it really gets more complicated, and consumers, or I should say customers, can't answer that question. So it's important that businesses go online, but it's more important to know how that's actually performing for them. And that's part of what we offer for these customers.
Tell the listeners, if you would, how your company has grown since its foundation.
Well, in the very beginning, it was a lot of door knocking, going door to door, seeing our customers. We have a very strong belief in meeting physically with our clients. Obviously, you can only expand and grow so quickly, but you also start to build relationships with these clients. So I had worked in the Fortune 1000, Fortune 500 companies in the past. I had sales forces that were comprised of 1,000 or more people. And again, the challenge behind that was that you had a lot of people that were not as educated or qualified to speak about a simpler product. And back in the days, I'm speaking about something as simple as Yellow Pages. Yet you had a lot of young people going out, pitching a product that was around for 100 years. Meanwhile, the customers knew it better than the sales reps. So fast forward to today, and we still have that same methodology for many companies, where they'll have 500, 1,000 people that are now selling online advertising, which, as we know, is extremely complicated, changes every day, and the rules are written by Google, Yahoo, and the rest of the networks, and they're closely guarded rules. So I decided to start do it a little bit differently and say, if we're going to have the right growth and not have a lot of churn and make sure that we had a high retention rate, we wanted to make sure we had a smaller company with the best of the best, quote-unquote, and that we could actually service our clients, meet with them, whether they were in California, London, or across the street here in New York. We wanted to make sure that we had a proper presentation, that our customers understood our product, and more importantly, we understood their needs. By having that extreme understanding, we were able and were able to form a campaign that addresses their need, meets their ROIs, and gives them future insight as to how more they can grow. So that's how our company has grown, by building those relationships, fostering them, and by having success. The best thing that I can tell a client when they see our product demonstration, or what I could show them, are referrals. The fact that our clients, to date, we have a 90%+ retention rate, that our clients are achieving success. Many of our clients are doubling the performance that they had in the past with the same exact dollars that they're spending on search today. So it really stems on what we've done for all our clientele to date.
Today we're joined by Sergio Alvarez, COO and founder of AI Media Group here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Sergio, what's your secret to success?
Well, it's a great question, but the reality is, if for those of us that have kids and you saw Kung Fu Panda, the secret recipe is that there is no secret. Everyone can say it's a typical, the hard work, determination, but one of the things that I think makes us successful at AI Media Group is how we treat our people. And making sure that everybody is part of the process. I can have a great idea, but it's more important when that idea is really heard by everyone, accepted, and then moved forward. So I've worked at a lot of companies in the past where when you walked out with an idea, that's what you had to carry forth because that's what upper management said, but it may not have been the best idea and not accepted by everyone. In our organization, we want to make sure that the ideas that we come up with, regardless of where they come from, are accepted by everyone. And not by forcing it down their throat, but by everyone trying to pick it apart and to be able to say, well, if it's not a good idea, what's a better way of doing it? So when we move forward as an organization. We treat our people with respect, knowing that everyone's idea is crucial, whether you're the COO, whether you're an intern that has just started, we want to hear the new ideas, especially when it comes to the online space. It's changing so rapidly. And the ideas of yesterday and a year ago and 3 years ago are very different when you think about social media, when you think about some of the new technologies that are out there, certainly mobile. So we really have an integrated approach. And our success is, again, partly because how we work together as a group. And nobody can ever say at our organization, well, I thought that was a bad idea and we shouldn't have implemented. It's part of everyone's process to be able to say, we all agreed upon this, we think it's a good idea, we've worked out all the foreseeable bugs, and we're going to move ahead with it. So we have confidence in what we're delivering.
What would you say is unique about AI services in the marketplace?
The biggest thing that's unique to us is the fact that we are very, very accountable when it comes to an ROI. Specifically to online, we're able to let a consumer know the exact phone call that led to a keyword or that led from a keyword, the IP address, the user, their intent. So we're answering a lot of questions in the vast world of the Internet. So many clients, as I mentioned before, have an Internet presence, but they really can't dissect where things are coming from, whether it be sales, users, activity. What AI Media Group offers is an extreme accountable format that allows us to say in a closed solution, following that user. When did they come in? How long did they spend on the site? Did they leave? Did they come back a month later? When was that sale made? Even if it was an offline sale. So we're trying to marry offline sales to online sales via our proprietary technology. And at the end of the day, be able to act as a true consultant for the client and not just say we're just delivering leads and we're a vendor. We're explaining how things are working. Many of our clients use our technology to be able to figure out where they should open up other offices because we're able to test markets and see what the reaction is. So it is a closed-loop system. It's not SaaS. It's not software as a service. We're completing the whole process from the inception point where we speak to the client and find out their needs to the end when we're closing the loop and saying this is how the sale was made, whether it was online, via a phone call, or somebody actually coming physically to their location.
And in conclusion, and customary on the show, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace?
I would say for myself and my partners, we waited too long. If you have a good idea and you want to go after it, there is no good time. You can never say this is the best time to do it. If you feel strongly about an idea and you have conviction behind it, you have to go after it. Obviously, you know that it's going to be a lot of long nights, a lot of work behind it. But if you do have that conviction and that belief, you will be able to make those sales and you'd have an opportunity to make that business work because people see that. And that's one of the things that's probably the most important thing is that you need to be able to believe in your product, breathe it, live it, honestly believe that it is the best product up there, that you have something that's unique. If you have that and you bring that idea to the market, it becomes infectious. People actually see it, and I believe you have a high level of success.
great advice. He is Sergio Alvarez, COO and founder of AI Media Group, who has led some of the most successful sales teams across the country in the internet sales arena. And the website of reference is AIMediaGroup.com. Sergio, thanks so much for joining us this morning on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
You're listening to EPN.